Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday, the 13th of February, 2024. I'll say it yet again, 2024, Gary.
The new edition is here.
Whoa.
Happy New Year. Can you say Happy New Year in February?
Of course
it's a bit
you can.
Late, can
no,
you?
No.
It was a whole Seinfeld episode or Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It was a Curb Your Enthusiasm.
So you can't. It comes a time where it's almost offensive to say Happy New Year. Although if you're Chinese, it's Gong Hei Fat Choi. It's a very
Gong Hei Fat Choi.
And what are you?
Year of the Dragon.
It's not. You're not the expert on that.
Well, actually, Gong Hei Fat Choi, I know,
because I read a Dennis the Menace comic as a kid. Gong Hei Fat Choi was how they said it in America. Dennis the Menace, anyway.
There you go. I don't think the Americans have all been all that terrific around pronunciation
maybe
of foreign
not.
Countries.
Possibly so. Chinese, maybe not as much. But Donald Trump used to say China. He couldn't even say the country, so I suppose, yeah.
Having said that, yeah. Gary, here we are, 2024.
Yes, we are.
How quickly the years go past. But I'm not unhappy that 2023 is no longer.
2023 was a, I won't say the word, but it wasn't the favourite year, was it?
It smelt, Gary,
Philip, badly, the first 6 months particularly, but the second 6 months were kind of okay.
You know, I reckon 2023 was like when you get a possum stuck in your ceiling.
Yeah, and you realise it too late.
In summer.
Yeah.
And you only know once it's dead.
Yeah.
And you can't find the manhole to get up into your ceiling. And you've just got to wait it out.
And when it's over your bedroom and your wife's looking at you thinking, could there be something going on there? And you're looking at her, but it actually, I know that's
2023
not that smell, but the
was
possum.
The year of the dead possum in your roof.
Yeah, the dead possum, stinking dead possum. Anyway, the dead possum's gone, Phil. Yep. It's a new year. The sun is shining. It's nice and hot. It's summer's here and the time is right for dancing on the streets. So let's get it happening, Phil.
That
it's
was a Lionel Richie song for those of you that are sitting at home.
It was Martha and the Vandellas, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was Martha and the Vandellas.
No, I reckon it was Lionel Richie.
No, it was remade by the Rolling Stones, actually.
Okay. All right, we will, the editors will check that.
I'm pretty good.
And we'll get that up on screen. Viewers, it's great to be back. And it's also great, Gary, that 2024 does have a great feel about it. Everybody just is talking optimistically.
Yep.
The economists, the bankers, the real estate analyst, everybody is...
Car salespeople.
Everybody is pointing,
baristas.
Gary, to 2024 being the year of rising property
jockeys.
Prices.
Yep.
Here's a bit of a tip, viewers. Here's a bit of a tip. When the first interest rate rise comes, which might be August, it might be October.
Rise or drop?
The drop. Did I
you
say
said
rise?
Rise.
Okay.
You said rise.
When the first interest rate drop
Thank
comes,
yes.
it will already be too late to have got the benefit of the market beforehand. Because the one thing we do know, Gary, people start to move, the excitement starts to happen, and then when the first interest rate comes along, it just goes off like a rocket.
Now, before we talk about business, Phil, we've had a long holiday.
Yep.
A few viewers have said, when are you coming back? Because there are people who actually watch this. They watch it religiously and weekly, and thank you for
and
those
a
people.
And shout out to all of those viewers that have been with us from episode one.
Exactly. Not many of those, Phil.
A lot of them have passed on, Gary.
I was about to say the same thing. A lot of those people aren't with us anymore, Phil. They're watching from, you know.
Well, we are up. I mean, this show's been going for a very long time. And if you do just want to have some fun, go back to episode number one and have a look at how time has left its indelible footprints upon our faces.
Not only our faces, but even the style, because it was like, hello, Philip. This is GPTV.
We were a bit wooden.
A bit stiff, weren't we, in those times?
A little bit puppet-like.
A little bit puppet-like. So you've had a good break?
Gary,
I loved it.
As you will, viewers may well know that there was a time in my life where 20th of December would come along and I would be jumping on a plane with my family, just going somewhere glamorous,
skiing,
right?
Usually,
Well, now the kids have flown the coop.
Yep.
We just like to get to the end of the year and crash in Melbourne, because I love Melbourne from the 20th of December to the end of January. Best city. It's warm generally, although the summer has been late. You can get into restaurants. You can get into cafes. The traffic's slow. You've got the Australian Open. There's so much to do. And, of course, I'm a bit of a homebody, Gary, the truth be known.
It's a holiday at home, Phil.
Yep.
That's
staycation,
what it is.
They call it.
Staycation. And there's no better place to be than Melbourne in summer, I reckon.
Unless you're in Bondi, which you were seen on Bondi Beach, Gary. It got filtered back to me that the Peer family had hit Bondi Beach.
Yeah, we did. We're quite partial to a little bit of Sydney sun as well, Phil.
Yep.
And I've got to say that, you know, Australia is the place to be in summer. And in fact, it's interesting you say that, because quite a few of our kids' friends have come from Sydney down to Melbourne.
Yes.
And they're all saying, how good is Melbourne?
Well, they come to Melbourne and they look at the real estate prices and they realise that if they were to sell off a quarter of their backyard at home, yeah. they can buy just about anything
imagine,
in Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. imagine, correct. No, but it's not the real estate. You don't have to always equate things, Philip, to property and to money.
I'm superficial.
They just love the party feel of Melbourne, because Melbourne, when you think about, you've got the tennis, yeah, we open the tennis, we've got the St Kilda Festival, we've got a Bayside Festival in March happening down in Brighton on the beach. You know, it just all happens. It comes to life. It's the best place ever. The Grand Prix's coming soon,
and
Phil.
And a shout out to the Australian Open, who clocked 1 million visitors through the Australian Open. So they had this target a few years ago where they said,
is that right?
1 million's the number, right?
Yeah.
And they did get to 1 million, and now they're going, 5 million. Let's
exactly
have five
right, yeah.
million.
10 million. Yeah,
and,
exactly.
and there's been a whole controversy.
Like an auction.
Been a whole controversy. First of all, the players love the Australian Open. It is it's the open of opens. It's got such a great feel. And interestingly, there was a whole article, I think it was on the 7:30 report, where they talked about, are we loving the Australian Open to death? Because now it's crowded and it's not as easy to get into.
Still great.
But, you
great
know, effect. When you see the aerial images of Melbourne Park and our Australian Open, you compare it to Roland Garros, you compare it to Wimbledon, the other Grand Slams, our facilities kill...
They
all
do.
Of the facilities. I mean, Wimbledon's got the grass and the kind of old school glamour.
The snottiness.
But when you see what we've done with our tennis facilities, I mean, there is no other city, to the best of my knowledge, in the world where when you look down upon the city, you've got the sporting precinct of the MCG,
next
Melbourne
to the
Park. It's phenomenal.
It is, Phil. And we were lucky enough, we might even have a little bit of a snapshot of this, we were lucky enough to have the wonderful services of Andy Lee at our startup day. I mean, it's been a big...
And Nathan Buckley and Chelsea Pottinger.
You don't need to...
And Mark Weisel.
Is, yeah, beautiful. Look, you don't need to rush into the, you know, speak over me, because, you know, I'd like to sort of roll this out the right way.
Okay.
But Andy Lee, you know, it's okay, you do it all the time. Irene, can you have another chat to her? Maybe 2024 is the year that I get a word in, you know, it could be. But Andy Lee, Phil, he talked about the tennis, because you and I had him up on the chair interviewing him.
We did.
And it was wonderful
to get him. One of the best interviews, apparently, he's ever had.
He only wishes he could give an interview as well as we gave interviewed him. But anyway, that's another story. But Andy Lee was great. And he talked a little bit about how the tennis players love it. And he talked about one of the reasons they love it is because of the tunnels, Phil. They all get to go, you know, privately. They don't get hassled by people or whatever. And it's modern, and people are up and they enjoy it. And they enjoy the great Aussie free larrikin spirit. A little bit of that's got to go on a little bit, you know, through the whole pandemic with the rules obsession. But I hope that it will come back to being a place of freedom and fun and laughter and happiness, because that's what easygoing nature was, what Aussies were about.
Yes.
And Nathan Buckley also, Phil, was incredible. Yep. And, you know, he started off by saying, I'm not going to talk about what you think I'm going to talk about, and he didn't, Phil.
Yep.
So he was wonderful. Some footage of him as well. Now, we've had, of course, since then, we've already had our Chinese New Year party. We've got some shots of that on the screen at the moment as well.
I tell you what, while people are just waking up in Melbourne, Gary,
I
mean, look, February is very much a month where people are back at work. There are some people are resentful. Oh, I've got to do the whole thing again. Like, we came out of the blocks really hard. Sorry to cut you off, but you were talking about our Chinese New Year party.
It was.
And then we did something else, Gary,
Family Day, Philip. We had
family
our Family Day.
Greenfields.
We love our Gary Beer Family Day, where everybody comes with the kitty again, Phil.
Magician.
What was interesting was
face painting.
What was interesting?
Just a whippy van.
You and I were more into some of that stuff. The kids are running around. We're looking at the magician saying, how did you do that? Anyway, we love a good magician. So it has been an exciting start for us, for our team, and some great new recruits, Phil. It's in with the new. We've got some fabulous new, terrific recruits. So very,
love
very
the
exciting.
New talent, Gary.
We've got maybe 7 or 8 people that have just started the last week or so. Some new talent, some young, fresh, exciting, enthusiastic, energetic people. We love that, Phil. So it's all happening. Everything is all going and looking like it's going to be a big 2024.
I tell you what, Gary, I have increased my cardio sessions because I'm determined that I am going to bring energy and an enthusiasm, not just to my 9:30 auction or my 10:30 auction or my 11:30 or my 12:30 or my 1:30 or my 2:30 or my 3:30, but I will be standing tall, albeit a little bit sweaty. I'm change of shirt to my 4:30 and 5:30 auctions. I love summer. I love the carnival atmosphere of February, March auctions in Melbourne, because that's really when summer occurs. February, March.
You know what? Between you and me, we're doing a lot of exercise.
We are.
Both of us, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah, we're doing a hell of a lot of exercise.
I'm exercising for you, Gary.
I actually went to a function the other night. I was talking to the father of the person at the function, who's probably, you know, in his 80s.
Father of the person that's having the function?
Yeah, it was the 60th. Happy, happy birthday, 60th to you, Deb. But it was her father who was having, and he said that he actually played footy at Melbourne High against Bob Skilton. Older people would know Bob Skilton. And I said, between you and Bob Skilton, you've won 3 Brownlow medals. And he thought that was amusing. Anyway, that was my joke.
That
was my joke for the moment. Phil, we've got a lot happening, and I'm going to just throw it out there to buyers. This is your moment, buyers. This is the time. And the reason that I'm saying that, Phil, is because we have an unusual and disproportionate volume of listings. Now, what happens is buyers go, oh, so many listings. We're going to wait because we're going to get a great buy and there's going to be a huge amount of stock. But just let me explain what happens when there's a lot of listings.
You explain, Gary.
I'm going to explain away, Phil. You've got this small window, Phil, where there's a volume of listings coming to the market. We know this to be true, Phil.
Yes.
We know that it's not just because more people are listing with Gary Pruitt Associates because they've discovered what a great brand we are. We thank all those people that have.
Thank you.
Thank you, and what great service we have and good prices and all that. We're not going to make an advertisement about this, even though I have already. But there's a lot of stuff coming on the market, Phil. So what happens is buyers think, oh, this is going to be how it's going to be. But there's that small window. And then what happens is, Phil, a lot of people, you know, won't sell, and they're not stuff won't come on the market. So it's almost like 6 months of stock is going to come on in 2 or 3 months. So if buyers take advantage of that and swoop and jump now, while you've got, I don't know if the prices will be soft, I don't think they will be, but you've got choice. And unfortunately, it has been for the last couple of years that the stock levels have been terribly low and they haven't had choice. That's my spin, that's my view.
Do you mind me adding to that?
Go for it, knock yourself out.
I am convinced the market is going to rise over the next 2 years.
Okay,
right?
I'll buy
into
that.
So if you look at the fundamentals, inflation is coming down.
No unemployment.
Interest rates are going to come down.
Immigration.
Low unemployment. Yep. Immigration is going to continue to roll on, and we have a fundamental undersupply of housing.
Yep.
Right? So have a look at all of those things. Throw that into the mix, and then throw into the mix the fact that there is a more positive feeling around. Yep. We're going to see rising prices over the next 2 years. That is an opinion, not a warranty or a guarantee. But here's the thing, viewers. The thing that catches us by surprise all the time is how quickly a market jumps by 10 to 15% like that. So if you were like that, in fact, like that, it just jumps. So if you hold back, you're going to miss that jump. And when it happens, I'm going to be sending at my auctions with a big sign which says, I told you so.
Look, my father said to me that there's no benefit ever in telling anyone I told you so. And I went back to him and he said, sir, I told you so. That's really right. anyway, but that's true. I told you so.
It is true. It is true. It's just like rubbing people's
salt into the
nose.
Into the dirt. And we've had that done to us most of our lives, haven't we? Which is why we ended up being real estate agents.
Well,
Phil, this is a year full of different, you know, things happening on GPTV. We're going to have a few interviews.
Yep.
We're going to go back to Gary's beef and Phil's beef.
I don't know whether we will, Gary.
I've got some beef. I've got some beef. I thought about it.
You want to drop some beef right now?
I want a Gary's beef. I want the logo there on the bottom of the screen. So here's one of my
beef. You know, in the world's changed, Gary, because a lot of people are now vegans and pescatarians and vegetarians. Okay. So I think you're going to need, I don't mind you having a rant, but I think to call it, it's Gary's beef, is
if
really going to alienate, Gary's tofu, Gary's tofu moment.
Gary's bung bean moment, something like that.
Just something, get with the program.
If someone's got a suggestion, send it through to us, please, on the screen there, so you pleasure to do it. But at the moment, it's going to be Gary's beef. And I thought about this yesterday, and you would have experienced this, because you're a pretty pushy, impatient driver, or you'd be a culprit of it. When you get to
Do not exist in the road rage sphere anymore, Gary.
No, I'm glad to have that. Calm is good, Phil.
Yep.
Calm is good. But you know when you are going to turn right and there's a car in front of you that's going to turn right?
Yep.
And you both go to the lights, and when the car in front of you just goes a little bit over the line and doesn't push through so you can get to make that light, that is a beef. I don't know if anybody else gets annoyed by that, or let's just blatantly say pissed off by it. But I got to tell you, Phil, that is my beef. Now, you know, trouble is if you beat your horn and you go, move, then all of a sudden you're going to have somebody come out with a knife and slash your tires and actually kill you and stalk your home. Was that just me that does that sort of stuff? Anyway, so you're going to either have that. So you don't really want to beat them because they say, well, what do you want? But that is whenever I turn right, I move close down so someone can come and turn right as well.
Do you know what, Gary?
That's my beef.
I used to live within the road rage sphere.
An angry driver.
I was.
At one stage.
Now I'm just I don't get upset anymore. Yep. Because one of the things that I have realized is that, you know, using your example of you, they didn't move up and you couldn't get through the lights.
No, it's annoying.
Well, you had to wait another 90 seconds.
No, I've got to wait for the next lights to change.
Yeah, 90 seconds.
Oh, it could be longer than that sometimes.
Never more than 90 seconds.
Damn, so it won't.
90 seconds you have to wait.
Yeah.
Just cool it, calm it. Look, I do drive a very large car, and a lot of people say it's an obnoxiously large car. And I get that.
And it is.
It is.
It is, yeah.
But now I just wave to people, I smile. Yes. And when I do something wrong, I go like this, right?
Do you?
And then if they continue to go crazy, it's their problem. It's no longer my problem, Gary.
What a beautiful existence you have.
You've got to let go. Yep. But it's the 90-second rule. Honestly, anything that somebody can do on the road is going to delay you by 90 seconds.
Okay, well, that's good, Phil. You remember that next time. Unless I'm in the car with you.
You've got to find the breath. It's all about the breath.
Yeah, good breath, not bad breath.
Because
there's no good, an auctioneer with bad breath is not a good look, Phil, is it really? Should we talk about what's happening in the market? And we've got no auctions to review, Phil, because we start rolling into auctions.
This is our first auction weekend, viewers.
Are you ready for it?
And it's a bit of a tease because after this weekend, we really ramp it up and there's a lot more auctions. So, but this weekend is just a toe in the water.
Yep.
It's an opportunity for auctioneers to bring out their new wardrobe and say, does this work? Does it not work? We trial some new material. I've had my script writers. A lot of viewers don't know, but I have something in my ear.
Yes.
And I've got a script writer telling me what to say at certain points of the auction.
So they're not doing very well.
We're going to release some new material. Yeah. So there will be gags
and anecdotes that have never
been used before. So my suggestion is you come to the first 2 weeks of auctions because after that, if it works, we use it repetitively. If it doesn't work, we just jettison it. And if you've got some new lines for me, goodness knows I'm paying big money for new lines in 2024.
You could do with them. Phil, before we go into auction, we're going to review a property first.
Yep.
I'm going to mix it up because we've got a perfect... You've been thinking about this.
Yeah,
I just want to mix it up a bit, you know, keep it fresh, keep it original and, you know, different. But Phil, I'm going to just talk about 15 Sidwell Avenue because we know Sidwell Avenue to be one of those beautiful, windy, tree-lined avenues. Certainly that and Lempriere, the best streets in Kilda Reese.
Yes.
And it's so hard to get anything there because it's so tightly held. In fact, we sold property there last year, been the same family for decades.
Streets in Eastern Kilda. If we've just alienated anybody that lives in Eastern Kilda, those are two good streets. Gary says they're the best streets, but I think there's lots of other really good streets.
Well,
so
you don't have to dilute down what I'm saying.
I just want to make sure, Gary, that we do not alienate anybody.
15 Sidwell Avenue is a truly beautiful family home, Philip, with a lovely pool. And the back pool setting is one of the best I've seen, all facing and orienting so beautifully towards
west
the
and northwest.
West and northwest. This 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom home, Philip, is a beauty to behold.
Beautiful quality home. I've had a look at this. I've been through it, but I've had a good look at it online. Great photography there. Beautiful house.
Yes.
But I do agree with you. Sidwell is a great address. It's between Inkerman. It runs between Inkerman and Balaclava. It's got a lovely turn to it, so you don't get any speeding cars going down there. And the quality of homes in that street, beautiful homes, where the value of the houses in that street. So really, there is a lot of homes in that $2.5 to $5 million space. Some homes that are well over $5 million as well. But it's a really good quality location.
And to use a line of yours, Philip, if you want to watch the video, you'll see me on the video, which is what you usually say. But I was the one that was lucky enough to get the video. And I didn't say that the kitchen is the epicenter of every home like you say, but I'm going to do it next time because I love that line. Anyway, that's a feature property.
The kitchen is the epicenter of all family living.
Oh, fantastic, Phil. You're an artist.
A poet.
Yeah, and you don't even know it. An artist, but I won't say
artist. Come on, let's have a look. Okay. You introduce the properties, Gary. I will put my glasses on and I will look at them.
That's a good idea, Phil. I'm going to have the auction honours at 11:30 a.m. We both start
Saturday, we're talking about.
Yeah, we've got double auction action, Philip. And this is a great looking home. I love the feel and look of this home. It is in Florence Street, Ormond. And I'm going to kick off that auction at 11:30 a.m.
Gary, beautiful home. Move straight in. It's all been done for you. Good parcel of land. Great location. Great address. We love Florence.
We do love Florence, Phil. And we love Ormond so much so that while I'm there, you're going to be just around the corner in Wheeler Street.
Massive shout out to Mick Dev Cove Construction Group. They have produced two of the most beautiful homes we've ever seen. And a congratulations to MCDev Constructions, because they have raised the bar with this development. Even if you're not a buyer, but you love looking at new homes and architecture, come and have a look at this property, because I think MCDev have raised the bar and have set a new standard for this type of construction. Love this property, Gary. It's a huge home, four bedrooms, three bathrooms, lock-up garage, and literally everything that opens and shuts, including the most incredible alfresco area that is undercover.
Lee or Samuel, you know when you talk into your phone, you want them to ring someone?
Yep.
You say the name. You've got that function where you just say the name. Like, yep. It's like a Siri thing, but it's in my
car.
And I always say Lee or Samuel, and they go, Samuel, Leo. And then they say Leon Gusenfitter. They say Leon Gausenfighter.
Gausenfighter, yes.
I love
Siri
that too.
Says Gausenfighter.
But anyway, we have got Samuel Leor, not Leo, auctioning 9 at 316 Nearham Road, Carnegie. His first auction for the year.
Another great apartment. So this is two bedrooms, two bathrooms. But if the standout feature here, other than just being a beautiful apartment, is the incredible courtyard. And viewers, courtyards add value to properties, let alone add value to the amenity of living there.
Now, while Leor's doing that auction, Leor Bar,
yep.
Because we've got two Leors, we've got a Leon and we've got a Lemoore.
Yep.
So we've got some fun there, Phil, but we have got this home in Parkwall Road that you will be doing at 12:30. I might come on down and say good day.
I'm looking forward to that, Gary. Yep. Leor and Yan looking after that property. So this is a wonderful parcel of land, 653 square metres, with a slightly wider frontage than is normal, which helps you from a redevelopment point of view. A very, very livable, very lettable family home, but land is everything, and land is the store of all wealth.
Phil, I'm going to go to Sydney on 1:30 on Saturday, and that's going to be Sydney Street, Murrumbina, Lee or Samuel auctions.
And aren't you lucky, because it's two bedrooms, two bathrooms, two car parks, lock-up garage. That's a really good opportunity to get into the marketplace. And Sydney Street, really great location. You can walk to the shopping centre, you can walk to the Murrumbina train station. You've got the trail that goes under the rail area. Just great area.
Phil, 405 Inkerman Street. I think we had a lot of people there when we first opened that, if I'm not mistaken.
As we should, Gary.
But that is going to auction at 1:30 p.m. You're going to be the auctioneer for that.
And Joel Serino and Daniel Fisher have had the auction honours there and the handling honours of this property. A beautiful, beautiful home. We really love this home. And, you know, move straight into that. Three or four bedrooms, two bathrooms, stunning in every way.
Hey, Phil, how about the open we had on the weekend? With 136 groups of people through. How was that? We had a property open.
And
one property open the weekend, 136 groups of people there.
Yep.
Like over 200 people in the first
weekend. If only we'd said to the vendor, look, we're not going to charge you any commission, but we're going to charge an entrance fee.
Yeah. $50 a person, that would have been okay.
Would have been terrific.
Wouldn't we? We would have just... had the most incredible weekend, wouldn't we?
Moving on, Gary.
Let's move on. 2:30, Philip. We're going to be in Graylings Avenue. Jeremy Rosens gets out his gavel and has his first auction at 2:30 p.m.
And what a great location that is. Two bedrooms, one bathroom, two car spaces, a stunning home. Move straight into that apartment.
Much like you with three auctions on Saturday, Leo Samuel also has three. This time he's going to finish and bring down the curtain on a not too busy Saturday, but again, you know, the calm before the storm. That's 10 1170 Dandenong Road, Carnegie.
Great looking building this. We've got Dizzy Wang and Mark Wynn. So Wang and Wynn are combining there to smash this one out of the park. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms, a car space, and again, some fabulous courtyard garden.
Wang and Wynn are a winning combination, Phil. That is Saturday done and dusted. Let's get on to Sunday, Phil, because we've got two auctions on Sunday. You can wet your auctioneer's whistle at 1:30 p.m. in Griffith Street. Fine looking property. Joel Sir,
Gary,
this
is a great property because it ticks so many boxes. Three bedrooms and a study, two bathrooms, a lock-up garage, the most incredible terrace, a courtyard garden. So you're getting a lot of home and a lot of extras for that property.
A classic masterpiece finds its way to the market, Philip. Maybe one of the best offerings for the year kicks off this week in February. Phil, 17 Jenkins Street is indeed a fine home and you have auction honours at 2:30 p.m.
Gary, this is the most beautiful house.
Sure
the owners, not only did they build it, but then they did two renovations to this property. So it is completely, it's like a brand new
home.
Was this
the home there was a front page write-up in one of the local
papers? It was, Gary. Yeah. So this is four bedrooms and a study, 3.5 bathrooms, but the bathrooms are unbelievable. A double lock-up garage, a swimming pool, the most immaculate home. There's not a chip or scratch. There's some designer features. Kitchen marble is incredible. incredible. And a shout out to the owners of that property. I have loved working with them. They are can-do people.
Yep.
Every time I say, oh, could you do this? Bang, it's done in a heartbeat. Yep. They are going to win. I reckon 2024, they are going to be eligible to win Vendor of the Year competition.
Yes, that's a very hot competition, that one, Phil.
It is.
We should announce the winner of that, you know, I think. I think we should at the end of the year, because we have that, you know, kind of in-house, you know, little presentation, and almost like a bit of a, it's a bit of a light-hearted, you know, look at our clients, but I reckon we should announce
Gary,
it.
Gary, I just want to show this. Mm. I'm going to show this. This is issue number 13 of the peer review.
Yep.
This is...
Are we 13 in already?
Yeah, 13. Wow. There's 48 pages now, and we've got...
how can we afford that after
last year? We've got the most beautiful woman on the front who is a Pilates instructor.
Yes.
Not going to give anything away, because you've got to pick up a copy. You can pick it up from any of our offices or from our open for inspections. But issue number 13 is full of fascinating information, not only about the property market, but what's going on in your area.
One of our people.
And look, there's a lovely photo of me, Gary, wearing the jacket that I'm wearing today.
Fantastic.
Who would have thought? You would have thought that that was scripted, but it's not, just sheer accident.
There you go. Well, that's a big wrap on the first episode of GPTV. We babbled on a little bit.
We did.
I've missed having you here, Phil, because it's always a bit of a weekly highlight.
Gary, it's a 20-minute catch-up.
Yeah.
Are you pumped for this year?
Oh, mate, I'm pumped and ready to go. I'm ready for a big year, Phil. I've never been more excited, because we have got the most incredible array of listings, some fabulous people. And, you know, again, thank you to all of our wonderful people, because we've got so many of them. And, you know, all these late events, I always go with a smile on my face going, no, I'm going to see the best possible people in real estate you would ever want to work with, Phil. So very, very excited. Great vendors, great people to work with. Pretty good partner going around as well. And we're looking forward to sharing all the real estate news with you on GPTV. We'll see you next week. I'm Gary Pearce.
That's the first week's wrap. Thanks for watching. I'm Philip Kingston. Enjoy your week.